This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this great Friday morning. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, no-goodest, rottenest bastard you'll ever want to hear on the radio or anywhere. I want to say thank you. I won't mention his name. Don't want to get him in any trouble. Had a reverend in Kentucky. Says he listens every day on streaming. And he gave me some good advice and some good guidance. And I'm not a real religious man, but I just want to tell you, Reverend, I appreciate your taking the time to give me some advice and some guidance. And I may or may not use it, but it was awful nice of you to take the time and to listen down there in Kentucky. And I'm sure we've got a great listening audience in Kentucky. So I just want to say thank you very much for taking the time. Let's talk about our good friend, that nigger, no count, low life, good for nothing, and I said nigger, that's N-I-G-G-G-G-G-E-R, nigger, won't hear it anywhere else. They'll talk about ex-representative Bruce Franks, what a great man, what a great leader. You know, these bastards, it pisses me off in the news media. They always call them consultants, they call them activists. They never call them what they are. No good ass wipe, nigger, thug, criminal bastards. And that's what they are. But they're always, always activists. But this activist is fined $14,000 after a probe into his campaign spending. Now, this is good old Bruce Franks, the same Bruce Franks that worked for Slate, a federally funded program. Put down that he worked so many hours, but at the same time he put down he was working so many hours, he was out playing politics. But now, in my opinion, of course, nothing's going to happen. But be it a white guy, you get in some trouble with the federal government. Be it a white guy who maybe took money for a job that he didn't work, just maybe that guy would be indicted. But not these niggers. Not these niggers. This son of a bitch in Franks who resigned in August, and I think he resigned because of that Slate situation, and I hope somebody picks up on it. This no good son of a bitch spent over $14,000, had money at Banfield Pet Hospital. Now that's got to do a lot with politics, doesn't it, nigger? $134 to Little Angels Photography. Maybe you wanted them to photograph your little angel in your drawers, you no good greasy son of a bitch. $40 to the Hollywood Casino Hotel in Maryland Heights, and multiple campaign checks written to Franks himself. Now, I'll just take this campaign money and go out and buy me some snoots and some jowls and some blunts and some muscatel. He said he also made 10 cash expenditures, a total over $3,400 to campaign workers, rental space, filing fees, but he has no record. He also accepted money over the limit that he didn't report. And it says, Franks, according to the Ethics Commission, also filed erroneous campaign disclosure reports, inaccurately reporting how much money he had on hand with 20 reports over the last 3 years. So 20 times, apparently, allegedly lied to the Ethics Committee for the state of Missouri. He said he failed to accurately support a report tens of thousands of dollars in contributions and expenditures. Tens of thousands of dollars, people. You don't think me and you would be indicted? You don't think me and you would be under the bus, the criminal bus? But no, not the activists, Bruce Franks, that greasy, no-good son of a bitch. But Franks in 2018, being the astute, great businessman he is, after taking all that money and spending it on whatever he wanted to, he filed bankruptcy in 2018. And the situation is really, really getting out of hand, because he may owe over $89,000. It says if the commission finds probable cause for other violations of state campaign finance law, and the way it reads here, they found many, many, many more, Franks will have to pay the state $89,105, according to the copy of the consent order posted online Thursday. Now, this is old Bruce Franks, the state rep from the Ferguson area, the activist, no, the no-good nigger thug, the burn that, well, I can't say that. I'll think it, but I can't say it. But this no-good son of a bitch. What a rotten, no, you think he's a proud black man? You think anybody in the proud black community wants to associate with an asswipe bastard like Bruce Franks Jr.? Think about it, people. Gets elected, files bankruptcy, resigns, works for Slate, says he's doing one thing and he's doing something else, owes all this money, made fraudulent, he's got about, I guess, 30, 40 false entries into his campaign disclosure. Now, what the hell does that tell you about a no-good bum? What does that tell you about a no-good bum who's been in all this trouble? And he left the St. Louis area. He left the St. Louis area because of his mental state. I personally believe, that he left the state of Missouri not because of his mental state, because of the state of the financial situation he has gotten himself into. I guess a lot of people feel out of sight, out of mind, and I guess this ignorant, no-good, nigger, stupid son of a bitch, and you are a nigger, no-good son of a bitch, and Bruce Franks Jr., I know you guys listen all the time, or if you're not listening, one of your nigger thugs are listening. Let Bruce Franks know that I'm talking about him like the nigger dog that he is, and have him give me a call. I'd be more than happy to talk to him. I'd be more than happy to let him get his word out. I personally wouldn't believe much of what he said. But isn't it amazing? A great political leader for about 2 days. This son of a bitch didn't even fill out a full term. And he resigned. And now, but he stays on Facebook. He's coming back to St. Louis for this. He's coming back to St. Louis for that. Like anybody gives a damn what the hell he comes back to St. Louis for. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how we as proud people, both black and white, let this crap go. Nobody's pushing for Franks to go to jail. Nobody's pushing for him to be arrested. They're going to do this crap with the Ethics Committee. And of course, he'll get money from some white guy somewhere to pay it off. But again, think about it. If it was a white guy, wouldn't get this kind of treatment. They'd be under the jail. And it just really pisses me off. So I hope you people understand where I'm going. Belleville, Illinois. Maximus Vaginus, Mark Eckert. What a safe community. Just yesterday, big headlines. Man accused of stabbing his mother in their Belleville home. Man accused of stabbing his mother in their Belleville home. Now, Maximus Vaginus, failed mayor of Belleville, Mark the big pussy boy Eckert. How can you stand up before the people of Belleville, Illinois, and say how safe it is? I'm at the grocery store last night, and it wasn't proud blacks. It was niggers. Their pants down to their ass. They're yelling and screaming. They're all over the store. Kids are running around. But see, they don't. And it's not the proud black community. I see a lot of proud black people that act normal, that act decent. I see a lot of proud white people that act normal and act decent, but not the niggers. And for anybody, I don't give a damn what they say, for anybody to say that in 5 years or less, Belleville will be another East St. Louis. They're smoking some crack. They're smoking something, because this town is not safe. It hasn't been safe for the last 3 or 4 years. And instead of the politicians coming out and saying that, instead of Mayor Eckert, the big pussy boy, Maximus Vaginus, coming out and saying, hey, this town's not safe, people. You better be aware. You better protect yourself. No, that make them look bad. And as always, they'd rather lose a life than lose a vote. And these ass white politicians, that's why they hate me. They know what I say is truthful. But here's the guy goes in, 25 years old, Andrew Huber. It's alleged at this point. Been charged with 2 counts of attempted first-degree murder, 2 counts of aggravated domestic battery, and 1 count of home invasion. His bond set at $500,000. Now, that's how dangerous it is. People are getting so pissed off, they're going in and trying to kill their parents. Now, what a safe town Belleville is. And I know Eckert, we've called his office. We quit calling his office because this son of a bitch, he'll hide underneath a rock, probably where he lives. But if it's something to do nice with Belleville, that son of a bitch is right out on Front Street. But I have to say, if it's so nice to do with Belleville, that Hoff Brew House has just reopened. And that was one of Eckert's big touting achievements, the big $12 million Hoff Brew House in Belleville. Now, if that thing cost over $3 million, I'll give you everything I've got. If it did cost $12 million, somebody put $5, $6, $7, $8 million in their pockets. But the Hoff Brew House, now they had this Jack Fleisch. It was the convenience store coming up that's owned by the Keller Group. That sign's down. There's no longer going to be a Jack Fleisch. You drive by Lindenwood College, people. Both the brand new 3-4-story men's dormitory and brand new women's dormitory located on their, quote, campus in the 2200 block of West Main, they're both shut down. It's the school year. It's November. It's not summertime, and nobody's in school for summer because of summer break. It's November, people, and both brand new residential halls are shut down, are locked down. Lindenwood's going out next year. Get ready for them to shut it completely down after next year. And the killings and the robberies in Belleville. It's all, people, a common denominator about the flight out of Belleville, Illinois. What a joke. Belleville, Illinois will be another East St. Louis. I guarantee you, no matter how much these ass white bastards politicians want to lie to you, it's going to be another East St. Louis. It's not going to be proud white people. It's not going to be proud black people. It's going to be thug niggers. Now, there's going to be some crackers and hunkies in there, but it's going to be primarily niggers. They're coming up from East St. Louis, from below the hill and all the other towns, because they've done stolen everything they can. They've done raped and robbed and burnt down everything they can. They said it never happened in East St. Louis. They said it never happened in Washington Park. Oh, never happened in Centerville. Never happened in Allerton. Oh, it will never happen in Cahokia. Never happened in Granite City. Never happened in all these towns, but it's happening. It's happening, and nobody other than me will talk about it. And it's a shame. Go ahead, Jimmy. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Hey, Bob, I listened to your broadcast yesterday, but I want to tell you that I am a proud veteran of the United States Marine Corps.
Well, thank you, sir.
And I want to give you credit for everything that you do for us veterans. You know, I was a homeless veteran for 2 years, met my wife, she's a veteran. And I put myself through culinary school. I put my opening up a restaurant. But, you know, city of Belleville, I live in the city of Belleville. And, you know, it's not a safe place because one of the robberies was just not that far from my house where the guy came in and held up a convenience store.
Yeah, you know, Jimmy, I say this. First, I want to tell you thanks for the compliment. You guys, the Marines, the Army, Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard, you guys are my hero. I appreciate the compliment, and I do. I fight for you guys because, see, we're family. we're family of this great United States of America, and these ass white people that want to boo the military, boo the police, they're not going to boo them when the war comes, Jimmy. They're not going to boo them when somebody breaks into their house. But having said that, I want to salute you and every proud military hero, past, present, and future, for all you guys have done to let me live free in this great country, to let me have the opportunity, and to let everybody else in this country have that same opportunity. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, thank you. And, you know, one of the things I listened to your broadcast yesterday, you know, I was one of them proud Marines that stood out there in the rain, no matter which one it was. You know, when I put on that Marine Corps uniform and that dress blue, we there was no choice. You know, we didn't get drafted. We didn't get in. We signed ourselves in, no matter what age it is, because we stand for America. We fight for America. We stand, but then yet everybody wants to take our gun rights away because sometimes they say we can't defend ourselves. But how are we going to defend ourselves if we can't even defend our own home? But yet we can go out there and fight and defend for the United States and go to war and do everything else, but we can't even defend our own backyard.
You know, Jimmy, I say that all the time, and I tell all these ass white people who don't respect, you don't have to like the military, you don't have to like law enforcement, but you have to respect them for what they do. And I say, Jimmy, and everybody else, walk in Jimmy's shoes, walk in a police officer's shoes, walk in these hero's shoes for a day or two or three, and I think, Jimmy, if they did, I think they would think a lot different about you guys, don't you?
Yes, sir. And you know, like all these politicians, they'll be in office for 2, 3, 4 years, and then they're like, well, I'm going to get this amount of money, get this amount of money. You know, when I signed up in the Marine Corps, I was making $800 a month. $800 a month. And these politicians, they gripe over, well, we got to pay taxes on this, we got to pay taxes on that. But you know, the only time some of us, you know, we have to get disabled in order for us not to pay our property tax. You know, good, they give us that. But some of these politicians, you know, Eckert and everything else like that, you know, I live in the city of Belleville, but, you know, and there is niggers that's out here. It doesn't matter what color, race you are. I served with some, and then there's also some out there. You know, we all, no matter what, color, race, white, black, Mexican, Chinese, Filipinos, no matter what, if you're a person that is being a nigger, then you should be treated like a nigger. But if you're not, we all are the same.
You know what, Jimmy, thank you again. Thank you for your call. And I want to tell you thank you again for your service to our great country. And Jimmy, as always, once a Marine, always a Marine, correct?
Yes, sir. No matter what you do, one of our things that we always stand for, it says Semper Fidelis, which means always faithful.
Jimmy, thank you very much, and I know you'll be faithful to this great government, and it is a great government. It is a great country. It's the politicians that screw it up. So, Jimmy, thank you very much. You have a safe weekend, and again, Veterans Day is coming up. We're going to have a best of show. We're going to honor Veterans Day. Monday we'll be at some events, so we won't be live. But I hope all you people, let's not honor the veterans on Veterans Day alone. Let's honor and respect. Let's honor and respect these veterans every day, 365 days a year. They're not asking for it. We deserve to give it to them. You people, again, walk in their shoes, be over in Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, and get shot at or see your buddy next to you get his head blown off. Don't tell me these guys aren't heroes. And for you people that don't understand that, walk in their shoes. I always say, walk in their shoes to see what the hell it's like. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, that's why I'm calling today, because just like Jimmy there, hey, I just want to say to all you vets, I don't care if you was a four-star general or you're a potato peeler. Man, I tell you what, thank you for what you did. Because every day, every breath I take, it's because some vet went out there and put his life on the line and let me live in this great country.
You know what, John? Thank you very much for the call. That's awful nice of you. And I think everybody that has an ounce of decency in their body will say the same thing. We owe our brave military heroes. Now, they went out and killed. They went out and did what the government, what our government told them to do. I'm sure all of our proud military didn't say, hey, let's go to war so we can kill people. It was survival of the fittest. It was survival of the fittest. And all I say, unless it was a criminal act by our military, when they come home, I'm not going to ask them what they did over there. I'm not going to ask them the situation. I'm going to ask them what kind of heroic parade do they want on their return home to this great country. You have to walk in their shoes, people, because you never know what the situation is, and every situation's different. But back to Belleville before we take a break. You good people in the Belleville and the surrounding Belleville area, take it from me, Bob Romanek, it's not safe. It hasn't been safe in Belleville for the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years. And I'm not saying that to come after these politicians. I'm saying that to protect and maybe save somebody's life in Belleville. Don't ever, when you go out at night, and I tell you what, I'm out at night all the time, and all I see walking the street are the niggers. White people, isn't it amazing? White people are afraid to go out at night in Belleville. And then the mayor, Mayor Eckert, Maximus Vaginas, the big pussy boy, the much failed mayor of Belleville, says Belleville's safe. His daughter runs up next to a dead body in the street. His wife gets robbed going out of their flower shop right downtown Belleville, a couple blocks from the police station. And this asswipe, no-count bastard, is going to tell us how safe it is in Belleville, Illinois. Well, I think he's full of crap. Hey, lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Some nigger, give me a call. And I don't want to play games with you. I want to be truthful, and I want you to be truthful and tell me what we as white people can do for you niggers to make you happy. We're doing everything but breathing for you, son of a bitches. You'll want us to chew the food up and shove it down your mouth. We give you the money for the food. We give you the money for housing. We give you money for cars and for telephones and for everything else, for education. Then you say that we're racist? You say that we hate niggers? No, we hate niggers. You're right. We don't hate black people. We hate niggers and we hate crackers and we hate hunkies and we hate everybody of any color that wants to take advantage of our situation. Now, if you're totally disabled, rightfully so, we're going to help you out because that's what we do in America. But you asswipe, lazy, no good, no count for nothing, criminal element, rotten bastards, we're tired of supporting you. And I don't know how much longer we're going to take it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Choose it. There ain't no way we'll lose it. This is our life.
Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. You know, people, you walk around every day, you think, hey, it's safe. You go to St. Louis, hey, it's safe. It's not safe anywhere. I don't give a damn anywhere you go anymore in this great country of ours. Not because of the country, because some of the ass white people. So I just don't want to put a tag on Maximus Vaginus, the big pussy boy, Mark Eckert, the failed, much failed mayor of Belleville. There's crime. There's violence all over this country. When you people walk out in the street, I don't give a damn if you're going to Clayton, Ladue, East St. Louis, wherever you go. Just be cognizant of the fact that it could be dangerous. You could lose your life. You could get hurt. And I'm not saying that to scare people. I'm saying that to help make people safe. Because we leave our homes every day and we think, hey, it's relatively safe. Don't ever let your guard down. You don't have to have a gun in your pocket and with your hand inside your pocket with a finger on the trigger. It doesn't have to be that bad, but you have to understand that it's dangerous. It's dangerous in all communities. I don't give a damn where you're at. You know, we had this guy tried to stab his mother to death yesterday in Belleville. The day before, had an armed robbery in Belleville. And that either one of them could equate to a killing or a mass killing. No telling where you're at. In a grocery store, at the mall, there could be problems. So I always say, just protect yourself, protect yourself. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the dark side. Tony's gone. Tony was going to give us a call. And Tony, call us back. He's with the Great Shriners. They're having some kind of fundraiser, and I wanted to talk to him about it because I love every Shriner throughout this great country for the work they do for our less fortunate children. And, you know, a lot of people do a lot of good work and never get credit for it. And I don't think the Shriners, they're not in it to get credit. They're in it to do something good for their community, for the young children, again, the less fortunate children. But all these civic groups, you know, they never get enough accolades because they spend a lot of time away from home. They spend a lot of time helping the community that we never know about. Joe Edwards, you ass-wiped stupid son of a bitch. Now, the bi-state people, that's our tax dollars. They're considering running that failed trolley. They got a $90,000 loan. Now, they needed $200,000, they said. If they didn't get $200,000 by the end of the year, that they were going to shut down and scare everybody. And you know what their reason for keeping it going? Well, next time we try to get some money for a failed project, the government will say, oh, no, you failed on this one project. We're not going to give you additional money for another failed project. And that's their mentality. But Joe Edwards, he gave them the old okie fadoke. All the money, the $51 million spent on that stupid-ass trolley, now they've got a $90,000 loan. And it's going to be good till the end of the year. But what are they going to do? What are they going to do after the first of the year? We as taxpayers going to pay for it because Joe Edwards wants everybody coming to his restaurants and his concert venues and everything else in the loop? It doesn't help anybody out but Joe Edwards. It hurts the other businesses in that loop area. And he knows it, but he doesn't give a damn. He's got millions of his dollars invested, and he doesn't give a damn about anybody else. But I say to you, Joe Edwards, and you can give me a call, you asswipe idiot son of a bitch. You cost the taxpayers all this money. Hasn't even been in operation a year, people. And they're losing money, and it's not going to get any better. Everybody knows it's not going to get any better after a $51 million investment, people. And it wasn't his $51 million. It was the taxpayers' $51 million. Now I know some of it was through the federal government, some of it through the state government, some through the local government. But see, the government doesn't have a penny that they spend that's their money. These politicians don't spend a penny of their money. When they go out and when they donate to different causes, they take their campaign contributions. They take their campaign contributions and they give them to the charities. They never put their hands in their pocket. They never spend their money. It's unbelievable. But Joe Edwards, I hope you're happy for what you did for the good people of the St. Louis area to bring that trolley, that $51 million debacle, $51 million failure to St. Louis. And now they're going to cry and try to keep it open. Go ahead, Tyler. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, I appreciate. I think this is a fail thing, and I don't want my tax dollars going towards it.
No, I agree with you, Tyler. I don't understand why the people of St. Louis have tolerated as long as they've tolerated it. I can't believe they're not all up in arms. I can't believe they're not out there picketing Blueberry Hill, the pageant, the Moon Hotel. They've got to be smart enough. And you people in St. Louis, you got to be smart enough. This is a drive to help Joe Edwards out. This is not a drive to help the people out. This is a drive to bring people to Joe Edwards' businesses. And anybody says any different, Tyler, they're crazy.
Oh, exactly, Bob. I mean, everybody knew it from the beginning. They could watch this guy. He was a scam artist. He was just getting everybody's money. The only thing, Joe Edwards, you know, he tries to keep this legend of Chuck Berry alive, and then I know, you know, that also helped him out financially. But the only thing I could really suggest for Joe Edwards is that he would paint himself and go blackface, because he is butt ugly right now.
Tyler, thank you very much for the call, and you're exactly right. He's out there trying to perpetuate his business. He's out there trying to perpetuate Chuck Berry. You know Chuck Berry, the guy that was involved in the rapes and all the taking videos of young girls urinating and defecating in his restaurant back in Wentzville back in the day. Then you get Lyda Cruz and you get all these asswipe. And don't get me going on that, but you get these asswipe politicians going, oh, he was a great man when he died. He wasn't a great man when he was alive. He sure to hell wasn't a great man when he died. But there's a statue for Chuck Berry on city property close to U City. Isn't there? Taxpayers are paying for that, aren't they? And I guess everybody in the University City area, everybody in the Loop area, thinks it's okay for all the crap that Joe Edwards did back in the day, all the criminal crap he did. But for the politicians at his funeral to say what a great guy he was, they don't remember all the crap he did? Hell yes, they remember. But that's okay, because he was one of them. He donated to them. He contributed it to them. So that's okay, Chuck Berry, that you took pictures, thousands and thousands of pictures of young girls defecating and urinating in your restaurant. It was okay that you raped women. It was okay, all the sexual activity. It was okay that you robbed somebody. That's all okay to these politicians, because, see, you were one of them. And these politicians are godlike. If they want to forgive you for all the atrocious acts, then you're a good person. Chuck Berry was never a good person. I wouldn't give a damn. If it'd be white, I'd be talking about him the same way. He's a no good, rotten son of a bitch. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the dark side.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing? How you and all the great Shriners doing?
We are doing great. I was just calling in to remind you, Bob, that this Sunday is our Anaheim Shriners meet shoot at the Quail Club in Belleville, starting at 11 o'clock, and we will go till dusk. We will be having plenty of shot rounds, meat, wheel rounds, and other raffles to support the Shriners.
Tony, where is the Quail Club at?
That is on Concordia Road in Belleville, Illinois, and it's on its kind of on the way to Millstadt. Not hard to find, and it's a great facility. It's a beautiful facility. In addition to that, Bob, they just enclosed the whole outdoor shooting area, so it's going to be a nice and warm inside. So you're not going to be standing outside shooting, and we will be allowing outlaw guns, meaning that they can have a choke under 675 for our big money rounds. But we'd like to see you and all your listeners come out and support the Shriners this Sunday at the Quail Club.
You know what, Tony, I'll try to make, I've got things going on, but I will try to make it out, because I have nothing but total respect for you guys. And you talk about on Sunday, it's probably going to be 50, 60 degrees, so it's probably going to be a real nice Sunday to have your meat shoot, don't you think?
Well, we hope so. This weekend, the meat shoot is supporting the Ionite Air Patrol, and the meat shoot next Sunday out there, the 17th, will be sorting, supporting the color guard. So we would like you to come out the next two Sundays out to the Quail Club and support our meat shoots. And the Shriners appreciate everything that everyone does for us.
You know, Tony, thank you very much. And we sincerely appreciate everything you Shriners have done all throughout this country for our less fortunate children and for all other causes. Now, these are guys, they get a little crazy sometimes. They get going at the parades and they have a good time. And that's what it should be. It should be a good time for everybody. But along with the good time, these Shriners do a great job. And again, we want to salute each and every Shriner for taking time out of their lives, taking time out away from their families to do all they do for our communities. It's really nice that we have some nice people in this world today. You know, they're talking about the gambling machines in St. Louis and all throughout Missouri. The state politicians haven't legalized it yet. Hell, you can get sports betting. You can get on your phone. You can do sports betting on football, baseball, basketball. You can get a lottery ticket on the phone. And Missouri politicians are worried about some gambling machines, some video poker machines going on in Missouri. All the other crap going on. But once again, it's okay if the politicians say it's okay. Now, if the politicians say gambling's legal in Missouri, then you're not a criminal. Then you're an entrepreneur making money. But if they don't want to make it legal, see, they're the godlike figures. If they don't want to make it legal, you're a criminal. But for them to bitch and moan and groan about these poker machines in Missouri that they're not making, and the biggest thing is the state isn't taking in any gambling tax. They don't give a damn about being criminal or not. These politicians, they've just stolen and give away so much of our money, our hardworking taxpayers' money. They're just looking for another reason, another outlet to get more tax dollars. And I have to ask, and I've asked my friends who gamble a lot, where is all this gambling money coming from? You can gamble at any liquor store, any convenience store. You can get online and gamble. They've got sports betting now. You can go to the racetrack. You can go buy, spend your whole paycheck on lottery tickets at any convenience store. I want to ask, not just in Illinois and Missouri, but all throughout this great country, where the hell is this money coming from? Where are all these millions of dollars coming from? And everybody wants their take. These politicians, hey, let's legalize marijuana so we can tax it. Used to be illegal. Let's legalize gambling so we can tax it. Used to be illegal. They should legalize prostitution. And I guarantee you, when it's all said and done, you'll see 4 or 5 years down the road, they'll take another step on this legal drugs. And they'll say, hey, we might as well let them snort cocaine. They're going to do it anyway. Let's just get a big tax on it. That's all these asswipe bastard political parasitical punks, perverted punks do, is think about getting more tax dollars. And again, where's this tax dollars coming from? It's coming from us people. They're going to tax us to death. They're going to tax us. We're not going to have anything left. We're going to have to pay them to work our jobs a few years down the road. That's how rotten these no-good bastards are. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. as I said before, Monday we'll be taking the day off in honor of all of our military heroes. And I have to ask you people, and I am a crazy son of a bitch, but let's every day, don't have to go out of your way, but every day let's respect and honor our military heroes. I guarantee you everybody listening had a member of their family that fought in a war, fought in a skirmish. Some had family members die, never returned home. And it's not a game, people. You know, we can play games on the radio and television and I can go crazy. But I tell you what, at the end of the day, I love this great country. I love the opportunity it's given me, a poor boy from the Roosevelt Homes of East St. Louis, from the housing projects. And I'm sure a lot of you people came up the same way, maybe even worse. But it doesn't take anything, a little bit of time, doesn't take any money, doesn't take any effort to think about our brave military heroes, past, present, and future, because we're going to have wars coming up, we're going to have scrimmages coming up, and we're going to have our brave military out there fighting. So Monday is Veterans Day, and I say that saying that we should have every day Veterans Day. Every day should be Veterans Day, remembering all of our brave military heroes. Because without them, we wouldn't be where we're at today. I know some people say I take it a little bit too far, but I tell you what, I don't think I take it far enough, because I'm thankful for the opportunity it's giving me. And you people all ought to be thankful, whether you have taken that opportunity to succeed, to be something that you didn't think you could ever become. Even if you didn't take that opportunity, people, you had the chance. You had the chance to do whatever you wanted to do in this great country, and I don't give a damn what color you are. If you're an American, you can get ahead of the game. You can get ahead in life, but you have to be willing to sacrifice a little bit. It doesn't come easy. It's like our military heroes. They had to sacrifice. They had to sacrifice, and it did not come easy. So Monday we'll be off celebrating Veterans Day, but we celebrate it every day. So let's think about them today and every day, especially on Veterans Day on Monday. And going out, I want to play this song for all of our military heroes, past, present, and future, all of them especially that never made it home during all these scrimmages. I think it's by Billy Ray Cyrus. It's "Some Gave All and All Gave Some." Our military heroes, some didn't make it back, some did, some come back crippled, some come back maimed, but they all fought. They fought for us, people. They fought for us. This is an honor of all of our brave military heroes.
Called him Sandy Kane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. Can't forget the look in his eyes, or the tears he cried, as he said these words to me. All gave some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue. Some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all. Sandy Kane is no longer here. but his words are also clear. They echo throughout our land. For all his friends who gave us all, who stood the ground and took the fall to help their fellow man. I love your country and live with pride, and don't forget those who died. America, can't you see? All gave some, and some gave all, and some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Yes, recall. Some gave all. Some gave all.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll